Part three of Rahway. Well, let's see. What haven't I said that I thought afterwards I should have said about parts one and two? About part two, I think there's a level of obsession that I go through as the narrator. And that was true. And part of the imagery that I used when creating the poem, the obsessive nature of it, notwithstanding. The other thing is that this poem has gone through an immense number of revisions, and it was much longer at one point, and it was sculpted into one poem much later on. It was written as each a standalone poem. And sometimes there were a couple of years in between the poems. New York and the Jersey Shore is the name of part three, and it takes place in both of those areas. The Guggenheim Museum is the museum being described, and the Jersey Shore can be any number of places. Rahway, part three. New York and the Jersey Shore. One. Unfamiliarity made by distance, confusion, and velocity. Meeting at the airport gate. Without looking at me, she asks if I want to see her pictures. There is a tree that bulges from a flatness, a face made with one side of a face, and shadows that look like bars on an alley wall. Her short hair in summer caressed her face to tell stories that spin the mixture of our combination. She says, I tell everyone now that it's hard to be a person. The room is cluttered in the way that someone who is visiting overfills a space. I ask if there's somewhere that she wants to go with me. She places a thought-filled finger to her lips and answers, where don't I want to go alone? I want to reach what is between us as we feel the flickering closeness that tries not to leave us, as if there was something to be done. She says, there's nothing to be done with everything that people have shared. We'd have leftovers. Two. Walking in circles from the bottom to the top of the museum without stopping together. The green violinist has a foot over each roof and only the smile that a man in purple pants can wear. We turn. There are no lovers on the walls of this place. There is a pillar at the top, wordlessly, into each other's arms like we'd been there before. She says, I think you make things up about me. When George and Martha had their kid, they gave it life and the form between them and kept the thing from the outside. Poor, poor George and Martha, so much stronger than us, each with a child lost inside. Three. Waves wash my mind. My dreams have left me. She says the water is cold, and I dive open-mouthed. On the beach, she doesn't leave when I close my eyes. Memories are old films, retouched. We lay on the beach with no blanket. The sun and the repetition of the waves brings her sleep. I touch the soft backs of her thighs with the gaze of my eyes. My fingers brushed sand from the traces of her ribs. What was between us has left space.